Good morning, A-Town. You know who it is. This is Streets Morning Takeover, Streets 945. This is Second Date Update. Now, who the hell is on the phone this morning?
Lucky.
Hey, Lucky.
Lucky. Good morning. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good. How you doing? How
y'all
doing?
Well, what can we do for you this morning?
Well, the situation is I'm a dancer, and so I've been dating this guy for about 4 years. And we've been together. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I've been dancing for about 4 years. Me and him have been together for about 3 years. And the problem is he just always bringing up that it's a problem with me dancing now. But the majority of the time that we've been together, I've been dancing. I've been getting money. I've been paying most of the bills. We've been taking trips. We're going here. We're going there. He's enjoying the money. But now, all of a sudden, for the past few months, it's just been a problem. Every day, every weekend, when I'm going to work, he wants to start a problem. He wants to start a fight. And I understand that, you know, you guys help, you know, people in relationships. I'm trying to see if you guys can help us out, work our little problems, you know, mediate us, please.
Okay, so it ain't no real, like, y'all ain't got no real beefs. He got a problem with you dancing now. But this, you sound like,
yeah,
you the breadwinner.
Beef to me, because that's our money.
You the breadwinner, and he got a problem with how you making the money.
Exactly.
Has he started doing anything to bring in more money, or how is he contributing?
Well, only thing that, you know, he do is, like, trap. You know what I'm saying? So he's always out in the streets doing that little stuff. But then, what if you get caught up? You know what I'm saying?
So wait a minute. So you telling me he taking penitentiary chances, and you still the one that's paying all the bills?
Exactly.
Oh yeah, well, you sound like you know how to answer your own question.
Well, no. Okay, well, he might want to be out of the trap, but definitely if you're spending time with this woman, no matter what she does, and if you two are going on trips with you and doing all this, obviously he's falling in love with you, and he don't want you showing your goods to everybody. You know the people from the trap come to the strip club.
Yeah.
If you love me,
then
you
wrong?
Understand that you what I do. You've been with me for that long, so you know what I've been doing. And you know what I do.
She not trying to tell him to stop trapping. He trapping, and she the man.
I think we should get him on the phone to speak for himself.
Yeah,
you know, let's not go into a war with their relationship. Babe, what's his name?
His name's JB.
JB?
Yeah, we're going to get JB on the phone because we about to start a fight, and JB ain't even here yet.
You know? All right. So we're going to call JB for you, all right? We're going to see what's going on. We're going to see how we can reconcile this issue that you guys are having, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Ooh, child. Now, first and foremost, shawty, is right. When you start having more feelings, you start wanting your woman to cover more, do less, stay with you more, you know?
Great,
I mean, that's how it goes.
That's how it goes. But as your thoughts grow and evolve to say, I want more out of this, you have to bring more to the situation too, though, right?
He might be bringing knowledge, man. Don't nobody want that girl.
What about the chick?
What about a chick?
She paying all the bills, though.
Man, he dated that out, they have to compromise, but she need to put them clothes back on.
She gonna put her clothes back on, he need to put more money out.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. I speak with JB.
Yeah, this is what up.
This is Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5 with Young Jock, Shawty, and me, Mo Quick. How you doing?
Oh, what up?
Hey, good morning.
What's up, homie? Hey, look, man, we got a segment on our show, JB, called Second Date Update, man. And basically, somebody called us up to let us know that they really had some real feelings for you.
Your girl said that you want her to stop stripping. Well, that's where the main money is coming from. Is that the case?
Whoa. I don't know where y'all getting all that information from, bro. But she talking a little bit too much.
Nah, you know what?
No.
Hey, bro, I would say this.
I was tipping her when she was telling me this stuff, so I'll put money in y'all pocket. So,
shout out. You make me
mad.
Come shoot up this mother. All right, so look, you know what, bro? You actually right, JB. She didn't disclose too much information. She just told us, you know, a brief synopsis of y'all's situation. She's been dancing for a certain amount of years. You've been with her damn near the whole time. And now you have a change of heart in her career, in her profession. So she's like, you know, at this point, she don't know what to do because she makes a decent living and she loves you. So she wants to follow your lead, but she's not sure if it's the right thing. What's this girl's name?
Her name is Lucky, obviously. You know your girl,
you know
Lucky.
Your girl name.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on this?
I'm just saying, bro, like, she don't need to be doing that no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, she done did it for the past, like, 4 years. Or the three we've been talking, you know what I'm saying? The first year, it was cool. Second, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really care. But now, it's like, bro, she don't even need to be doing that no more.
So what other plans do you have for her? Where do you think her life should be heading right now?
I mean, she got a lot going for, man. She can go to school, you know what I'm saying? You know, and she could do other stuff other than stripping, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what if she says to you, school doesn't pay the bills?
then we'll make a way. You know what I'm saying? But I just can't be having her out like that no more.
I really want to get Lucky back on the line. You don't know, but she's listening. Lucky, do you hear where he's coming from, or how do you feel about him wanting you to do other things, more constructive things with your life?
I mean, that sounds nice, boo, but, like, come on. We've been together this long, and now you have a problem? The money is good. These jobs right here and out here right now, they're not going to pay me what I get paid in the strip club.
Man, it ain't about the money, man. It ain't about the money, though. We can
then what is it about?
Money later. It ain't about that. I ain't trying to have you out here like that, period. I got people flying in my DMs asking me when you going to work.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, as long as they paying, I'm not trying to be broke, period.
Oh, see, nah. That's what I'm saying, man. Stop thinking about the money, man. You need to think about us.
Okay.
For real.
Does money pay bills? Money put gas in the car?
Okay. Hold on, guys. Hold on, guys. So let me ask you some relationship questions. So, Lucky, when you first met JB, did he look like someone who could provide for you?
You know, honestly, in the beginning, it was more so like, oh, yeah, he tipping me good money. All right, I could keep him around. You know what I'm saying? He's a little cute. I can have him on my arm. We could go out and things of that nature. He can match my fly. But then he starts switching it up. And I'm just like, I'm a little taken back right now. In the beginning, it was nice, but right now, he's a little changing up. So I might have to have a little change of heart myself. I'm not.
What? Sure. Whoa. Are you now talking about breaking up with JB?
If he keeps persisting on with this, stop stripping, stop making this money, I might just have to look a little
worse. Okay, JB, apparently you're out here doing things not so great, too, and maybe you should be going back to school as well. Have you ever thought about that?
I mean, if that's what it takes, you know what I'm saying? I try and do that, too, you know what I'm saying? But whatever it is that'll take her not doing that no more, man.
Wow. Okay, you see how he's feeling about it, Lucky. If he even himself is thinking about getting back in school, you don't feel that maybe he really cares about you?
I mean, if he's willing to change his lifestyle, I could possibly consider taking a class or two to take, you know, the right steps to better our lives. As long as he's willing to do the same thing, then I'm willing to do the same thing.
Yeah, I agree, man. It's like whatever's just going to change, you know what I'm saying, what's going on right now, because I can't keep dealing with it, man.
I hear you. Okay, so listen, let's make a pact. Now, this is a good question. While you're taking a class here and a class there, Lucky, are you still going to be stripping?
Who else is going to pay for these classes?
Who hates out? That is, man. Hey, man, somebody has been stripped of their privileges if they keep on talking, man. Somebody going to be stripped of their privileges if they keep on talking. A-Town, y'all call us up right now, 443-520-945. Let's talk about this second date update. Hey, man, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.